people, and I've been told to introduce the show with so much energy. So that's what I'm doing right now. Oh my God, I'm so happy to be here. Welcome to Shut Up Bentley. My name is Samantha Bentley, and unfortunately for you, I am your host. This is brought to you by the good people of Julieland.com, including Mr. Dick Avery, who's over there in the corner.
Yo.
And as usual this season, I am joined again by the beautiful Electra Blue.
Hey.
sunny and happy.
Everybody's happy.
See?
So I guess today, the reason that we're so happy is because we don't have to talk about porn.
Yay!
We're going to talk about...
I know, it's like such a relief.
I mean, we all love our lives and our jobs and our careers and the industry that we've chosen to go into, and don't read too much into that. we're going to be talking about music, which I think everyone in this room present
loves.
Pretty much loves.
Yeah, who doesn't? If you don't...
If you don't, you suck.
You suck at life, yeah.
Like, you literally suck at life. So, let's go round in a circle. And
let's start with your first concert.
My first concert was the Spice Girls, and I was... Oh, shit, no, it wasn't. I'm lying. It was Alanis Morissette, and I was 7 years old, and my dad took me to see Alanis Morissette.
There you go.
At Wembley Arena. What about you, Electra?
Mine, my mom took me to Jackal.
Oh my god,
are you serious?
Jackal and Ted Nugent.
Whoa.
Oh my god.
In Texas too.
Yeah.
Can only imagine. Was there a black person there at the show at all?
I don't remember.
Shit.
Mine was In Excess in the 88.
Oh, fuck off.
Nice.
Yeah.
Kick Tour. Mm-hmm. In the Bay Area.
I think if you could we were saying this the other day, if you could make a lineup of people that it would be impossible to see now, like bands or musicians that would be impossible because...
Right, that's why we're talking about the shoot.
Members are either deceased or they're split and there's...
Or seeing somebody at their peak. Like, would you... Yeah. Example, you would love to see Hendrix in 69 and...
So, who would be... If you could have, your top three... The ultimate, you cannot never, ever, ever see them, but if you could, who would they be?
The Beatles, number one, okay. Led Zeppelin, number two, and Guns N' Roses, 1984.
Oh, shit, that's a good one. Because, I mean, the fangirl in me would say Motley Crue, 1987. Yeah. I'm going to go with Nirvana, obviously. Mm, yeah,
Nirvana. Will you wear your Doc Martens when you see
them? Oh, yeah. Nirvana has to be my second one.
Nirvana.
No, Led Zeppelin too.
It's fucking hard. It is really fucking hard. Because I would do Nirvana.
All right, so I'll give you guys, let's take that number up from 3 to 5, though.
Okay. So you would...
Beatles, Nirvana, Guns N' Roses.
Zeppelin
and Madonna in the 80s.
Good.
I saw Madonna for the first time recently, and
amazing.
It was like a high. Yeah. I was high on life. It was so weird.
Yeah,
I didn't know how much... Oh, Michael Jackson. Fuck.
Oh, dude. It's so hard. It is so hard. Because I was Michael Jackson, in his peak, in his prime. But then I'm Prince. His prime, I prefer Prince to Michael Jackson. But I've seen Prince 4 times.
Johnny Cash.
Dude, that's why Johnny Cash.
Yeah, you did.
Queen.
Yeah, Queen.
I mean, obviously, you have to say the Beatles. You just have to.
Right.
And...
We talked about Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley. Wouldn't... If I only had 5, wouldn't be on my list.
Yeah.
The Doors.
Yeah.
Joy Division would have to be one for me.
Joy Division. I would have loved to have seen them.
Dude, I would have... I mean...
Did you like the movie Control?
Control. I was just about to say, have you seen it?
Mm-mm.
You have to see it. It's so... It's so depressing, but it's so good.
Yeah.
I think mine would be Joy Division, Nirvana, The Beatles... To choose the last two has to be Queen. I'd have to.
Mine, just think about it, because mine is easy. Queen, mm-hmm. The Beatles, Hendrix, Zeppelin, and probably Elvis. Elvis, not at...
Johnny Cash?
Not the fat Elvis. I'm not talking about the fat Elvis in Vegas Elvis. I'm talking 50s Elvis. When he literally just was Elvis, and it was
God damn. My last spot, I'd have to throw it up because I don't think I could give it to anyone. I just wouldn't be able to. Yeah. Because there's too many. There's too many that I would want to see.
Alice in Chains.
I mean, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Or STP when Scott was crazy because yeah. everybody had all these rumors and then I saw him I was like he's wearing a fucking tie
yeah
like he's they're like you understand he's crazy he's gonna come out all in fishnets on heroin I'm like he came out sober as fuck wearing a skinny tie and he didn't do shit so I don't know about his little legendary yeah. like performance
it's like where's your dress
yeah like, where's the eyeliner at least motherfucker
such disappointment why are you saying
Yeah. Yeah, all this buildup.
I do love the first two STP albums, though. Yeah. They're fucking brilliant. Yeah. The first one, especially, Core just rocks. Yep. Just rocks so hard. He was crazy back then.
Yeah. And See, that's what they all say.
He did do crazy things. I'll tell you stories later.
Oh, Black Sabbath.
Oh.
It's too hard. Like for a music lover, if you're a true music lover, like where your love of music can... pretty much span like you have appreciation because for example I wouldn't choose to listen to Elvis but I mean I can understand his legend
yeah right.
like to see him live would just be undeniable
yeah
and I think if you're a true music lover then you can like we were obviously talking about the other day like my boy is into music which I'm not really really into but I can appreciate you know like he is a massive Lionel Richie fan. Mm-hmm. And he wants to go and see Lionel Richie in March. And like, I'm not a huge Lionel Richie fan, but I understand like that's fucking legendary. Like. Yeah,
because it's also with yeah, somebody like Lionel Richie, just a great songwriter who's yeah. written. When you can write songs that last
forever.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. That's the key thing.
It makes you timeless.
Yeah,
you know how many times have you seen an act or band writes two or three hit songs and they can spend the rest of their lives on? But when you look at Lionel Richie, probably has a good 30 songs that you'll, yeah. you know.
So you look at people like
or like an Elvis Costello who has written hundreds of brilliant songs.
You know, like, Madonna, Michael yeah. Jackson, Prince.
Mm-hmm. Madonna. Prince. Yeah. Like
Prince, fuck.
The guy won't stop.
Yeah.
Prince is just...
He can't stop, won't stop.
Exactly. Now, what are your favorite albums or CDs okay, or digital
are
downloads?
Doing, are we doing favorite albums or albums that you can listen to from start to finish without skipping a track? Because that's fucking hard.
Let's do that. Like, but like, I'll put.
But it you're this... not allowed to skip any fucking right. track. You have to listen to everyone from start to finish.
Right. So the obvious answer to that is always Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon. Can't go wrong.
No, that is an amazing album. Do you yeah. know what? Like, I'm gonna go. Yeah. Some of these albums.
Like, you're like, yeah, man. I get. Yep. I get stoned. I put that on.
I was just listening to Pink Floyd radio today and last night.
Oh wow!
Some of the ones that I listen to from start to finish are a bit losery. like I'm not even gonna lie, right?
Never mind.
That's an amazing album, mm-hmm. but I'm pretty sure I've skipped tracks on it.
I don't know how you can.
I have ADD though. Like I get like halfway through a song and I'm like, yeah, this is all next.
Fast forward.
There's a hard one. My Chemical Romance, Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge. I can listen to that album on repeat, every song, the whole way through, and I don't know why. It's a fucking good album.
I don't know a lot about them.
No, me either, but that album is undeniable.
What's the best music to fuck to?
Oh, I got that too.
Deftones.
And you?
Nine Inch Nails.
Oh, yeah.
Or Massive Attack.
Ooh. Oh my god, Massive Attack, yeah.
Blue Lines.
Paradise Circus by Massive Attack is the one, but have you heard the dubstep remix
of it? Or Angel is good too.
Oh, yeah. Teardrop if you're feeling really romantic. I mean, oh fuck.
It's like, I think I love this, music to fuck by.
Inertia Creeps?
So you like mellow music? You want, like,
I went from Nine Inch Nails to Massive Attack to Sade. I was going down to the lovemaking.
Okay, yeah, right. To fuck.
Fuck, love.
Love. I also like if I'm going to, fuck, like, dirty fuck, like, dirty dubstep, you know, like, with, like, slow beat dubstep where it's, like, really dirty, you know, it's, like, 5 a.m. kind of sweaty dubstep.
What's the best concert you ever saw?
What's the what?
Best concert you ever saw. Like, just totally changed your life.
MDMA. Really? MDMA.
Fuck. Mine would be Extreme playing a private showcase at the Astoria. I cried the whole way through because they are like one of my favorite bands of all time, and I don't even care. Don't even say anything. I know that it's a loser
band. I wanted
to
say something, but I'm not going to say it. But
you know Betancourt is God. Shut up.
Seriously, you just said that? You,
yeah. You know Betancourt is God.
Shut up,
Dick. Wow.
Extreme are my favorite band of all time. Ever. Ever. Undeniably. He's my
favorite
band.
Is he the
band.
Lead singer? No, who's the lead singer?
Here he goes.
Fuck, what is his name?
Oh my God, did you know his name?
Fuck, I always forget his name, but he's got... And he's really
for
annoying
For a brief second,
stage.
He was in Van Halen.
Gary Sharon.
You're waiting to see if she knew.
And, but no, Nuno, it's all about Nuno. It's all about Nuno.
Oh my God.
Like, literally, I...
That's
fucking,
the funniest thing I've ever heard.
I fucking sat there. Like, I've seen, I did, like, they did the Porno Graffiti tour. They played Porno Graffiti from start to finish. They brought it to the UK. I went to every single fucking show, every single one. And I was there, front row center. And I don't buy tickets for shows. I don't do it.
Yeah,
but
I'm
for them, every time. I bought every, and then my PR in the UK were doing Extreme's PR. And he was like, you know, if you want to meet Nuno. And I literally, I was like, I don't even know if I could because I would like vomit on myself. Like, I don't get starstruck. I've only been starstruck twice in my life. That was Johnny Depp and when I met Motley Crue when I was like 16. Like,
that's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big fucking deal.
Did you ever get starstruck?
I don't know. I feel like I did just recently, but I don't know how. Where was I? Huh. No, I don't, not really.
Yeah.
Maybe when I saw J-Lo backstage at the Bieber concert, kind of.
She
really
looks so
hot.
Good right now.
She's such a babe. I can't believe she's in her 40s. What a fucking cunt.
Yeah. She looks.
I was
like
that's
fucking...
really her. She's so hot.
And that may, like, she looks better now for me than she's ever looked ever.
She looks insane now. And I mean, I haven't seen her in real life, but.
Yeah, she's hot as fuck. She looks.
40 is the new 20.
Thanks.
Yeah. What was your first CD?
I don't want to talk about it.
I was thinking about that the other day.
Who's that?
Who's that?
Oh my God. Really?
That's her. Yeah.
That's her. Oh my God. She looks so good.
I know.
Fuck.
It's amazing. Huh?
That's not the picture that I saw of her. My first CD was Lost Prophets, Fake Sound and Progress. Let's move on really quickly.
Mine was, you probably don't even know this band, but it was only because of this one song I got it. It's called Trippin' Daisies.
The band's called Trippin' Daisies?
Yeah. I know that name.
Same song. I got a girl who lives with me. I got a girl, she smells so sweetly. I got a girl, she's got girlfriends.
I
got a girl,
what year did this come out?
Girlfriends.
What year did this come out?
'96. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. It was a 90s one.
A 90s. I don't know it, though. Do you guys like hip-hop?
Yeah.
Do you like today's hip hop?
No.
Because I have a problem with a lot of it. I don't like all of it. Just I mean, it's
like,
me just experience. But I just tell people
it's just getting stupider and stupider.
Yeah.
Is it?
There's no real like message, or there's no real like. Doesn't seem like there's much.
Are we
baking
talking
soda.
About
I got baking soda.
Yeah.
Whip it through the glass.
Yeah, what, who's stupid. That?
It's a new song. It's very popular.
Really?
Yeah. It says, have you I'm in love with the cocoa.
I'm in love with the cocoa.
It's a song.
Have you heard the other one that's like, shot a fucker? I can't. Literally, I can't.
Yep. Who is
anybody
that?
Anybody can make
Little
a song.
John or something. I heard it like at AVN, obviously, at the expo. And it was like. The evil angel booth was like right fucking next to the stage. So for the entire week, I had shit music pumped right into my eardrum. I couldn't hear anything. People were like saying their name to me, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't hear you because you're being drowned out by this awful
music. And there's that one song that goes,
I can't. Literally, I can't. And I'm like, literally, I can't.
The one, the lifestyle one.
Do you guys like Justin Bieber?
No. Yes, I told you I was at his concert. That's why I saw J-Lo.
Didn't mean you like. Just because you're at his concert doesn't mean you like him.
Yeah, I do.
Would you have sex?
I'd totally
with him?
Fuck him hardcore.
I think I.
I'd fuck the living shit out of him. So call me Bieber. It's fine.
So call me Bieber.
It's Bieber time.
I can
ignoring
keep secrets.
My calls, Bieber.
I can keep secrets. I won't tell anybody. Actually, I'm just waiting for him to get like a DUI and like get arrested and stuff. I want him a little more.
A little more of a bad boy.
He needs a little more street cred. Mm-hmm.
No, wait, didn't he just get arrested?
At first, I was like, he needs more tattoos, and then he got all these tattoos, and I'm like, yes, he's working on it.
He's working.
Like, now I need to, he needs a DUI. Yeah.
He's the typical DUI away from true love.
Yeah.
he's the typical child star, you know. He started, he was like this cute little kid, and now he's like this bad boy rebel that's like, yeah, I'm
fine. I want him when he gets out of jail.
I just think he's just trying too hard.
Oh, shit.
Do you like what other pop music today? Because I'm not a big fan of pop music today. I do like pop music because I think for me Kylie Minogue is as good as it gets.
Do you know, like, I have to say, like, I think there are some good like pop stars at the moment. Like, are we gonna say Nicki Minaj is pop? She's pop.
I never really paid attention to her. Did not like her all that much. I was kind of forced to hear her shit, and I never liked it. And it's just in the last 6 months seeing her on talk shows. I'm like in love with Nicki Minaj.
She's fucking amazing.
She is not only is she fucking hot, but she's smart. Yeah. And she's like, she's so confident.
Literally, I can't. No, she's fucking amazing. I love her. And do you know what else, right? And this is one of my albums, actually, that I love, is Christina Aguilera Strip.
Yep. That was the first concert I paid for her to go to.
Dude,
the Justified Strip Tour.
Really?
I'm so jealous. I just got chills.
That's one of those ones you can listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, that's one of my albums, Stripped. Yeah. Start to finish album. Amazing.
Yeah, I fucking love that album.
Beautiful on it.
Yeah, I lived on that album for like 3 years. Yeah. Like.
Really?
Yeah.
That album.
I think I have it.
It's so incredible.
Mm-hmm. Really? I have to listen to it. Because I always liked her. Like, when it came to like Christine or Britney, I've never liked Britney on every level.
Oh, I like
Britney.
But I loved Christine.
You do?
Mm-hmm. I hate on Britney.
I just never got it.
She shaved her head, man. Bitch got issues, but like, she's fucking cool.
But I just always liked Christine more, though. I always felt like Christine had a better voice, could sing, you know, actually could sing.
Yeah, but you can't. But Hit Me Baby One More Time is just undeniable.
Did you guys like boy bands growing up?
Mm-hmm. I was a bit of a loser growing up, and like, I mean, I'm not gonna say that I'm cool now because that would be a massive lie. But everyone used to watch Top of the Pops or like all this stuff, and I was raised. My dad raised me to like rock music, so like from a little kid, I remember listening to, you know, like Radiohead or the Manic Street Preachers with my dad, and everyone at school is like, Backstreet Boys, and I'm like, I don't know what this is.
Backstreet, New Kids on the Block. I was crazy over New Kids on the Block.
Who's your favorite NK?
What's his name? Is it Joey?
Oh, are you kidding me?
Not
really?
Joey. No, what's the little one's name?
Why is there always the little one?
it was the little one. Not Joey, because Joey ended up gay.
it can be your fantasy. Like, one day I will turn him straight.
But I remember like watching the videos and my friend would like cry. Rewind it and cry.
Which one?
Oh my god. Well, guys, we are Googling pictures right now. It's happening. Literally, I can't.
You're so bad.
This one.
Okay.
The orange him. What's his name?
Yeah, that's Joey, right?
No, Joey is the guy with the black hair, I think.
I'm sorry, I'm too cool for
that. I listen to Radiohead. That's Joey.
Yeah, okay. That was my go-to.
Right. So basically, I guess we're going to wrap this shit. What?
Before we do.
Oh, Mary Fuck Kill, here we go.
Fuck Mary Kill. You ready?
My tummy is rumbling really, really hard. Go on.
Here we go. With keeping the music theme going.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, God.
Oh, here we go.
I already know what's coming.
I don't even want to hear it.
Okay. Miley Cyrus, Taylor Swift, or Taylor Momsen?
Oh, this is good.
Oh, God.
Can I go
first?
You
want to go first? You go first.
Yeah. All right. Miley Cyrus, Taylor Swift, and Taylor Momsen. All right. I would marry Taylor Momsen.
I'm not surprised
Fuck Miley and kill Taylor Swift.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, God. I hate them all. I would fuck. I mean, oh, God.
I can see the wheels turning.
I would fuck Taylor Momsen because she's a dirty bitch.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Totally. I would have fun with her.
Mm-hmm.
I will give her the fact that her lyrics are really, really good, even though I doubt that she actually wrote them.
I love her. I love her songs.
Okay.
I would kill Miley Cyrus.
Okay.
I'd marry Taylor Swift because she's like I bet she's like a really good housewife. Like I can imagine her with like an apron on cooking shit for me.
Mm-hmm. She would try really hard. She put in the effort.
Yeah. She would try really, really hard. So yeah.
That's why I want to kill her.
Oh my God. Ever. That's good.
I'm going to wrap this shit up right now. Electra, where can we find you?
Twitter.com/ClubElectraBlue. Spell with an A and a K. Instagram is QueenBLife, just the letter B. And Snapchat, Miss Bad Girl Blue.
You can find me badbentley.com, which is part of the Julie Land universe. And if you want to see like loads of other girls' vaginas, you can go to julieland.com as well. On Instagram, I'm the bad Bentley. And oh, fuck, what's my Twitter? Oh, yeah. @bad_Bentley.
Do you know who you are?
No, wait, because I just had a brain fog. Where are we again?
Yes. Los Angeles.
Anyway,
podcasting.
We are podcasting. Okay, so yeah, bye, 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 everyone, bye.
Say goodbye.
Bye.